Celeb Savant is a career retrospective type interview focusing on singers, actors, and industry experts. Join Barrett Edelstein now as he dives into the entertainment world.
Bazaars is a Mexican DJ and producer recognized for his fresh sound and energetic performances that blend dance, house, and techno. With over 40 million streams on Spotify in countries like Mexico, Spain, Argentina, the United States, and Colombia. His collaboration Blue Dreams with Mr. Pig and Sapir Amar has become an anthem of the Latin American electronic scene. His debut album, 222, comes with an audiovisual show that he regularly presents in various venues every weekend. He has performed at festivals in countries such as Mexico, Madrid, America, Guatemala, and many more. The brands that he has collaborated with include Nike, Bud Light, Minecraft, Hugo Boss, Red Bull, Johnny Walker, Beef Eater, amongst many others. The artists that he's collaborated with include Sofia Reyes, Mr. Pig, Nervo, Inna, Alexandra Stan, Jonas Blue, and again, many more. Up next on Celeb Savant, we've got Bazaars. Where in the world are you and how are you doing?
Thank you for the invitation. Well, right now I'm here in Monterrey, Mexico. It's 11:30 a.m. here in Mexico. A chilly morning. Well, rain, chilly morning, but we're comfortable here in my house.
Okay, cool. So now let's rewind. At what age did you think, cool, I want to create music, I want to be in the entertainment world, I want to perform, and then how did that journey progress to where we are today?
Well, basically, I was born and raised on the entertainment business. My parents were TV hosts. Since I was born, like my dad always had like the TV programs on these big networks in Mexico, like called Televisa, TV Azteca, Multimedios, and my mother also. So I grew up on backstages. I grew up on theaters. I grew up behind cameras. So I always was interested with this type of arts. Even though I thought I need to study something like more professional, something like give me more security. So I graduated as a lawyer in 2016. And then I realized that I didn't want to be a lawyer in there. So I fully took the decision to become a DJ and a producer. But when I really decided to become an artist, I was like 23 years old.
Do you think by having parents in the industry and being backstage for multiple years predisposed you more to being in the industry compared to if they weren't?
Yeah, because that gave me vision. That gave me like this feeling, like I want to feel this feeling all my life. I want to feel comfortable. This is my world, you know? That feeling I didn't felt it in the office or in the court or anywhere else. I tried many jobs and the other, I said like the show business, I felt comfortable. So yeah, I think it gave me that vision. Like,
let's unpack your creative world. So when you're creating a new song from scratch, from 0 to 3 to 4 minutes, is it easy every time? What motivates it? What inspires it? Let's unpack your creative brain.
I think it's a combination between what I dream as a child, like what I wanted to create when I was like, I don't know, 9 years old, 10 years old. I have like this anxiety to know that I'm going to die one day. So I tried to convert that energy of anxious energy. It was so powerful, like overwhelming in a certain point of my life, you know, when I was younger. But I learned how to channelize it. And when I learned that, any emotion, I can turn it into creativity. And that's a powerful tool, man, to be honest. So when I'm angry, when I'm sad, when I'm anxious, when I'm depressed, I always try to turn it to a video, a music content, something to write on, draw. I'm always trying to keep my mind busy creating stuff and doing or feeling in any type of art, dancing, food, you know, like gaming. I always try to expand my consciousness in the, in that part to take to see how much power I can get, how much knowledge I can get, how much yeah, that's the whole point about my creativity, I think.
And when you're creating music, do you create solely by yourself or do you collaborate with other artists?
It depends. They're like I have my own ch children, and I have like children that I sh share the custody with. So it depends in which children I want to share and which doesn't, like which are more like for me are more valuable just for a feeling that, as I tell you, a feeling that I'm trying to transform to music.
Yes.
But I think it's important to collaborate to people to expand your knowledge and to expand your know-how in making music. It's important to take both ways, to know how to make music by your own, but also learn to collaborate, because that also will give you a lot of features, a lot of more abilities, more
Okay, got it.
a best way to see to see the field, the testing field, you know.
I hope it's okay that we tap into this. So when you're feeling that feeling of anxiety or that sadness or and you go into the studio, you're collaborating with someone at that time. How do you allow yourself to be vulnerable with those emotions, with those people? Is it easy or do you have to do that part by yourself?
Since I was a little kid, I always learned how to throw myself into the void without looking down. Like I just did stuff, you know. Like I'm not the type of guy that like it's afraid of. I don't know if I see a pretty girl, I'm gonna approach to her to ask for a number. Like that, I'm that type of guy, you know. Like I'm not afraid. So I always try to. I think like if we experiment ourselves enough, we're gonna get a good report of what to do, what not to do. So I don't feel vulnerable when I'm in the studio, because I think it's a trust exercise, you know.
Okay.
If you're in the studio with somebody, it's because you already have like 70% of the trust. I know you're making good music. I like your style. I trust you. Let's get inside into a studio. And you need to open, otherwise, or it's not gonna be that organic or that authentic, I think.
So when you started or decided to enter the creative world or music world or production world, did you start straight away with creating your own music? Or did you first start DJing and then at a later stage start producing your own music?
I started DJing. Like I just wanted to play music, and for a long time I just DJ. And when I start ha having like this little ache on my head, like I need to start making music, I need to start making music. And after 7 years of DJing, I decided to start making music and producing. And it took me another 8 years to master that. So yeah.
You're still DJing now.
Yes, I still DJ every weekend in here in Mexico. Every different part. I play in Mexico. I play in the States. I play in Guatemala. I'm trying to go. This year we're making the Euro trip. We're gonna make it to Asia also, but mostly here in Mexico every weekend. In different states of Mexico, I play.
So now when you got your set now, is it a combination of both your originals and covers, a balance of each?
There's this Mexican say in Spanish, it says depende el sapo la pedrada. In translation, it depends the stone to hit the frog. If I'm in a club and I see a lot of white girls, I know I need to play some pop commercial stuff with my own, you know. Like
Yes.
if I'm in the electronic community, I know I can play more electronic stuff instead of commercial. It depends the frog for the stone, you know.
So it depends who the audience is and it depends on the energy of the room.
Exactly. You
And
need to come as a DJ. I think you need to come prepared. Sorry for interrupt you, but I think you need to come prepared with many playlists to be versatile, you know.
so does that mean that you have a multitude of playlists that you've prepped and like maybe five or six or seven of them, then you get to the venue, you see the audience, and you say, ah, this is the playlist, or do you intermix them?
I intermix them. My playlists are very generous. So I just perform my sets in the middle of the room, like just doing my business, feel the energy. I think the vibes never lie. If you know first how to read your own energy and then try to translate that with the other people around you, that's the true power of DJing, I think, to reading the vibe in the ambience, I think. So yeah, I stand in the middle. I see what type of people is, how many ages, what are they drinking, all the factors really, 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 you know, so you can give your best on the turntables. So yeah, no playlist. I think just general playlist and watching. I think that's the most difficult part to be a DJ. It's not the technical stuff or choosing the tracks. It's how to read the crowd. And
so this reading of the room and reading of the energy, is this something that you've always had, or is it something that you've had to practice and got better with over time?
No, this is an art. Like I need to master. Like it took me 15 years to realize this. You know, I realized that this like 3-4 years ago, and when I realized that, like my sets completely changed. It was a game changer. You know,
what was the thing that helped you realize that? What was the turning point?
There are a lot of DJs in the world. Like, what I can do different so I can impact what I'm not seeing. Okay, if we study the things that we cannot see. So that got me into my mind. So I just started to study different sciences and stuff and arts to expand my consciousness and integrate it into my DJing, into my art. I became a journalist of art, of science. I read like Robert Greene, you know, like I think it's the easiest way to understand neuro-linguistic programming with Robert Greene, like
yes.
Mastery, the rules of the deduction, the rules of power. It's rules for society, rules of how power works. And I think too much knowledge to know, like I just I digest it to in a nutshell, you know, in a nutshell, just things that I can use, really use, you know, like
yeah, that things that work in your world.
Exactly, like the procreation of the giraffes is not gonna work in my study field, you know.
That's so funny. Yes, I love this game. I know if I had to ask this question in 2 minutes, 2 years, 20 hours, I know your answer will be different every time. I recognize that and I understand that. I'm not saying favorite. I'm saying top of mind. Five songs. If you had to play five songs by other artists, once we finish this conversation, what would those five songs be and by whom?
All right. The first one, it's called Famax. Famax by Rafa Guido. Adam Port is playing it a lot right now in his sets, and Kanye Music is playing a lot in their sets. So I got it stuck in my head. The second track, I think, is a track that I just released with my fellow Maboy. It's called Kema. So it's a really it's a track that I released past February, and it's also really sticky. The lyric, a Latin lyric combined with tech house. So yeah, I got it in my mind all the time. What else? This track of Anima, Pictures of You Without Me. It's new. This melodic techno track is really awesome. What else? I got Kanye West, Flashing Lights. I don't know why. I got a custom right now. Like it's my power song, I think, to groom myself, you know, like before getting in the shower, before going out night. I like to play some Kanye West. Frank Ocean. I just heard the right now in rainy days. I like to hear Frank Ocean, like, especially the Blondie album.
Yes.
I think it's really really cozy, really nostalgic to be home and just be with you, enjoy yourself. You know, I think if all your listeners, if you're feeling like depressed or down, listen to Frank Ocean. I think it's like a good glass of cold water, like when you're feeling down. I think.
So now, just explain to us, where does the name, or how did you choose the name Bazaars? Where does that come from?
All right, so Mario Rodriguez Besares, okay? His artist name is Mario Besares. My real name is Alejandro Rodriguez, but every time I go to school, my last name was Besares because of my father, because he was a TV host.
Yes.
So they call me Besares since I was 7 years old, 6 years, Besares, Besares, Besares. Okay, so it was more like a nickname, and I was really lazy to tell everyone, like, No, my real last name is Rodriguez, but yeah, I'm Besares. Sure, whatever. I've been called Besares since till this present, and it's a combination between the world English word bizarre
Yes.
and Besares. Bizarres, okay? So bizarre is something like beautiful but strange at the same time, and
Yes.
I think that's myself. I'm a beautiful thing but strange at the same time, I think.
I'm a little bit cuckoo as well, sir.
You need to be cuckoo in this world to survive, I think. A little bit, a
Totally.
little bit, I think.
Just a little bit, I totally agree. What's next? What are the next, what's happening in the next few months? Any releases? What's your short plan and long-term plan goals?
Well, I'm about to release a track. It's called Tall White. It's with this Mexican upcoming artist called Grace. And it's a melodic techno track. Well, the concept is around that. Like, I'm trying to introduce this alien race to my fellow Mexicans
Okay.
with this melodic techno tune. So that's why it's called Tall White. The cover, it's like on this ice giant floating in space. What else? I'm going to Europe, as I'm telling you,
Yes.
on summer and on autumn also, Italy and Belgium and Spain. I'm going to the ADE. On October, what else?
Wait,
I have this collaboration.
that's in Amsterdam, hey. Yes.
Exactly, yes.
Yep.
What else? I have this big collaboration with Joel from Joel y Randy. He's one of the most iconic reggaeton stars, Latin reggaeton stars from all over the world, and I have this chance to collaborate with him in this electronic track called Mona Lisa, also with this singer called Luciana, a really talented singer called Luciana Caporazzo. That's right now, I think she's on the top 10 charts with this track of Hardwell called Acid.
Okay.
Techno track of Hardwell called she sings in on the track. So yeah, she's singing with Joel on this track called Mona Lisa. So this is my banger of the year, I think. Like I'm giving all my stakes to this horse, I think.
So bizarre, as the podcast is listened to throughout the world, as a final message, what would you like to say?
If you're having a bad day, I listen to my music. I think you can connect to it. I always try to convert like my anxiety and my depression and my anger to make happy music and make euphoric music, something to make a mood changer. So yeah,
Yeah.
try to listen to my music if you're trying a bad day. What else? Give yourself love.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Celeb Savant. Please follow Barrett on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook at Celeb Savant. That's CelebSavant.